How do you greet a stranger? Do you shake their hand if you're meeting a bloke, or if you're meeting a woman, do you kiss her on the cheek? It seems that the rules around social interaction have changed dramatically over the years. Because in the 60s, and I'd say even a bit later than that, there was an awkwardness to introductions between adults, with hardly any physical connection, and possibly just a friendly nod from a distance. G'day. But now, these days, of course, men and women in social and sometimes professional circumstances tend to be friendlier with each other and kiss each other even multiple times on the cheek, maybe like the French do, both sides. Bernard Salt, columnist at The Australian, of course, a leading Australian demographer, is on the line right now. Thanks for your time, Bernard. Great piece in the weekend that's prompted our conversation.
Thanks very much, Warren. Yes, I've had a good response to this. This is my observations that when I was a kid in the 1960s, when men and women met each other, that the male would stand about a metre away and nod. There would be no handshake and certainly no kiss. Men shook hands, of course. But fast forward 50-odd years to today, and not total strangers, but when you sort of know someone, particularly in urban Australia, I suspect, that we will kiss each other on the cheek once, maybe even twice. And I think that this is because we have absorbed the Mediterranean culture. The Greeks, the Italians brought that here, and we've picked it up. Just as they shifted our palate from tea to coffee, they've shifted the way in which we interact. We're now doing the air-kissing thing, and yes, we've embraced it with wholeheartedly.
So they brought us pizza and kisses?
They have indeed. Yes, no, we're much more, we're more European-esque, I think, in our behaviour today than was the case, say, 30, 40, 50 years or so.
And your observations are interesting because it doesn't take as long for our palate to change as it does, obviously, that awkwardness. It's almost like you'd need a generation for us to move on a bit.
Very, very much so. And I suspect, look, there are still some people that feel very awkward about interaction. And then at what point do you shift from a handshake to a kiss on the cheek? And is it one kiss or is it two kisses? The Europeans been doing this for centuries, so they know which cheek to kiss first and how many times or whatever, whereas we're still a little bit unsure. I never know whether it's one or two, and I don't know whether, in fact, that person is kiss-worthy or not.
Was it
still at the handshake stage, or have we moved on to...
Yeah, you're like me. You're so... I'm definitely a one-kiss bloke. I'll say that. I can say that outright with hand on heart. But when it's a woman, which I don't kiss blokes, so it's not that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't... When it's a woman, I guess it's also a matter of whether they, as an individual, are going to feel it's appropriate. Some would initiate it. Others, wheeling backward at 100 miles an hour.
I think as a male, then you wait. There's that sort of nanosecond where you say, is she going for the kiss? If she's going for the kiss, then that's fine. If not, then a handshake is fine as well. So you have to take your cue from her, I think, as to the appropriateness of it. But the other point I made is that in Europe, of course, French, Italian, Greek, and others, men will kiss each other on the cheek as a greeting, family members or friends. And I wonder whether, in fact, by the 2020s or the 2030s, whether, in fact, the Australian, the Aussie handshake won't be regarded as so last century, and men will be kissing each other. If you look at Gen Y, they're all in there with the man hug, in fact. So I think we're not too far away from men kissing each other as well as a form of greeting.
Well, certainly men touch each other more. It used to be just the handshake, if anything. And even if it's just the tap on the shoulder or whatever, I think we're doing that more than we did. I mean, we've always done it a little bit, but I think we're doing it more.
Very much so. The tap on the shoulder or the double hand clasp.
Yep.
In fact, you shake hands with one hand and they put the other hand on your opposite arm, in fact. So we're becoming far more physical. There's nothing... It's simply an observation of the way in which Australia's culture has changed so dramatically over the last two or three decades or so. And beyond food and drink and into the way we interact and greet each other.
It can be terribly awkward, though. As you say, you've got to sort of have the subtlety of cues, because not that long ago, I'd known this person for a while, but I only saw them very seldomly. And the kiss on the lips by a woman or a bloke to a woman is that's something that some people would seem appropriate, but it's a very, very grey area, that one.
Well, that's right. I think a kiss on the lips is another step.
Yes.
I think we're talking here about cheek kisses. The air kiss, where you actually don't touch, is another affectation altogether.
That always reminds me of Absolutely Fabulous.
High society do that.
Yeah, Absolutely Fabulous. Darling.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. It's more the theatre of it, I think.
Yes.
And I think both people engaged in that know there's a certain theatre to it. What I'm talking about is just the everyday meeting a member of the family or their extended family or a close friend.
Yeah.
Yes, is it a one kiss or is it a two kiss? And is there a hug that goes with that?
Yes.
Which kiss, which cheek do you go first?
Oh, that's a good point, isn't it? Yeah, that can be awkward, can't it?
Exactly.
Because we always know you shake with your right hand, but yeah, there's no difference. You know, I don't know what the protocol for that is.
Well, that's right. I mean, but again, I don't think that's really worrying too much.
No. I think the main point you're making, though, is that we are changing the way that we interact with each other. Australian culture, more to the point, customs have changed.
Exactly. We are an extraordinarily absorbent culture.
Yep.
We have absorbed so much from the Greeks, the Italians, absolutely changed the way we live, the way we eat, the way we drink, the way we interact. And we have also probably changed that first generation of Greeks and Italians in terms of our lifestyle as well. We taught them how to play football down here in Melbourne, how to play real football. So I think it's part of the... You know, the multicultural aspect to our nation, there's a fusion that's now emerging. We teach them something, they teach us something.
There we go. Good on you, Bernard. As I say, great piece. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank
Bernard Salt, the demographer and a columnist for The Australian. That was actually in the Weekend Australian on Saturday.